Welcome, everyone, to this week's episode of Grapplecast. It's me, your host, Taryn. And today, for the third week in a row, I'm joined by Jamie, Joe, and Dan. Hello.
What up, Oos?
How are we? Hello, yes, acknowledge me. It is WrestleMania week.
Woo! 2 weeks in a row, Taryn. We're not that good.
No, we were all together week before last, weren't we?
No, it was just you and Joe.
No, that was the week before that.
We're all in this together.
That's what they need to do, is bring back High School Musical. The reunion.
Yes, they do.
Do it. The reunion.
They'll probably do the musical, won't they? They do High School Musical, the musical.
They've already done that. It's a Disney Plus
series.
That's
been like three seasons, that.
Yeah. It's called High School Musical, the series.
Jesus Christ. Who's watching this kid?
Jamie, probably.
A lot of people. No, that's where Olivia Rodrigo came from.
What's an Olivia Rodrigo?
Everyone's heard of Olivia Rodrigo.
I've heard what she's in. Other than at High School Musical, the musical.
She's a singer.
A singer.
Oh, yes.
Everyone's heard of Olivia Rodrigo, the singer.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Like, if I played one of her songs, you'd be like, yeah, I know her.
She's, her full title is Olivia Rodrigo, the singer, the series, you see.
She doesn't sound. Joe only listens to Phil Campbell and the Bastards then, so I don't think that would be his cup of tea.
It was that whole good for you, whatever it goes.
Oh, they play that awful song in the pub, and everyone just starts like swinging their arms. Like they've been armed in the gym, and they just swing their arms around.
Everyone has heard of Olivia Rodrigo.
Olivia Rodrigo.
That's the one.
Is she going to be?
That's going to be on the quiz. You're welcome.
Is she going to be at WrestleMania?
Well, no. I was gonna say, don't
she might sing the anthem.
Well, then we got Lil Wayne, haven't we? Lil Wayne or whatever.
Lil Wayne has been announced to perform in his new single, isn't it? I mean, yeah, we don't want it. Like, we're there for the wrestling. We're not there for the concert.
Yeah, but WrestleMania is all about the rock and wrestling connection. You know, Cindy Lauper being there.
Yeah, it was at WrestleMania 1.
Ozzy Osbourne being there, WrestleMania 2. You know, you've got those connections.
Limp Bizkit, My Way.
Oh. WrestleMania 21, Adam Sandler was in the audience. And Rob Schneider.
He's not rock and roll.
Yeah, he is. He beat Shooter McGavin to win a green jacket. And win his grandmother's house.
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives a shit? Did you know that he's writing a sequel right now?
Is it going to be called Ninth Hole at Nine?
Right now.
Well, I assume it's just called Happy Gilmore 2. But the actor who plays Shoot McGavin, I forget what he's called, confirmed it the other week.
So is he going to be in the, is he going to go to Red Lobster?
My tree.
Chubbs is dead.
Chubbs is dead. He won't be making an appearance, unfortunately.
Michael B. Jordan is going to play his son. Michael B. Jordan's going to play his son.
Probably.
It's right, anyway, it writes itself.
It does, right. It's WrestleMania week, people. We're finally there. What feels like a year, because it has been. It's time for WrestleMania 40.
It's also NXT Standard Deliver Week as well. Let's not forget that.
It is, however, due to time constraints and general nobody gives a shit. Apart from, of course, our dedicated NXT audience, we will just
50% of the podcast. Don't watch it.
Will you lads be? I know we're not going to break down the card, but will you be watching? It'll be on about 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday. Will you be watching?
Yeah, I will.
I'll be watching.
No.
It's all about Carmelo Hayes versus Trick Williams. Is he gonna whoop that trick?
Jamie says he'll be watching. He won't be. He'll be on his way back from a glorious win at the football on Saturday.
You know, yeah, and then I'll watch it after the football.
I won't
rewind it, but I'll just keep. What am I gonna watch? Gladiators? No, it's finished.
It's finished.
So I'll just throw it on. Why not?
What's Gladiators? Is that what Olivia Rodrigo's on?
Gladiators. Mark Clattenburg. You love him.
Former Mark Premier League referee Mark Clattenburg, as Premier League commentator Guy Mowbray always states.
Is he related to Bill Goldberg? Clattenburg.
No. Oh. No, and speaking of Goldberg, thank God he won't be there at Mania. Those bridges have been burnt. Believe me, he's not happy with Asuka. He's not happy that the streak was broken by a woman.
Oh.
He ain't half moaning at the minute, Goldberg, is he?
Bret Hart used to be the one moaning. Now we know why he was moaning. He had to be WCW Tag Team Champions with Bill Goldberg.
I think that kick in the head transferred some of the Goldberg hatred into Bret Hart. That can be the only explanation.
Potentially.
Before we get in, of course, to WrestleMania 40 and our predictions, we have to give a special mention to the fact that it has been announced, Joe, that Clash at the Castle will be returning. However, it won't be from the capital, Cardiff, in Wales this time round. It's going to be the capital, Glasgow, Scotland. Clash at the City, Clash at the Castle. Is there a castle in Glasgow?
I was about to say, no, it's Edinburgh.
It's Edinburgh.
Surely there's one in Ayr, which is just down the road, and it must have fortresses, isn't there?
If there's one anywhere near, which I'm sure it's just Edinburgh Castle, which is a completely different city.
Have you been to Edinburgh Castle?
Many a time.
Yeah.
And what, the £25 entry? Ridiculous.
It's how much it is now.
It wasn't that much.
It was when I went about 5-6 years ago. I thought, well, I've got to do it. You've got to see the Scottish Crown Jewels and you want to take some pictures at the top. And yeah, it was a ridiculous price.
Terrible. Although they do have Mons Meg at Edinburgh Castle.
Who's Mons Meg?
Mons Meg is the name canon. Of it. Joe knows that Mons Meg is the canon. There you go. There's a statue of a dog outside,
isn't there, that you can pet the dog. I know that's up there.
Oh, I can't remember. Well, that's well worth your £25.
Greyfriars Bobby, that's the name of it, the little dog. But, I mean, you Glasgow, we were at Glasgow not for something that we can't talk about a month ago. And, you know, it's lovely. Tunnock's Tea Cakes, Iron Brew. You know, the really nice pub called The Pot Still with over 600 varieties of whiskey. I mean, what more do you want in life?
Well, the BBC are even reporting this news. BBC News, WWE will host its first ever premium live wrestling event from Scotland this summer. Clash at the Castle will take place at Glasgow's Ovo Hydro on the 15th of June. The last show, hosted in front of 60,000 fans at the Principality Stadium in Cardiff, was in 2022. SmackDown will also be broadcast from the 14,000 seat arena, so it's a bit different to 60,000 fans, but it is unfortunately in regards to attendance. But you know, 14,000 is, I would say, pretty much the standard types of arenas that they go around anyway.
Well, they were in America, so they were in the Staples Center last night with a record of attendance of 15,564, so you know, it's close to that.
Prominently featured on the poster is Cody Rhodes, Drew McIntyre, of course. You know, will they finally say he's in his home country? Because they were calling that when he was in Cardiff. Jay Cargill's on the front, Bianca Belair, and one of the Usos.
What are the Scottish people? We'll put you on the ball here, Taron. What are the Scottish people that they have in the promotion?
What, that could appear at Clash of the Castle?
Other than Drew, what are the Scottish people have we got? We've got a couple on the main roster, okay. We've got a couple down in NXT.
He's Googling it.
And my answer, what, Piper Niven?
Yeah.
Nikki Cross.
Yeah.
Alba Fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isla Dawn.
Yeah. You like Isla Dawn?
Joe Coffey and Mark Coffey.
Yeah. Yeah. Gallus, the Gallus boys.
He's reading it from the screen.
Wolfgang, no, it's on the BBC News article.
Is it actually on the article?
It says the show could also feature the likes of all the Scottish stars and just list them.
It didn't even say, no, I'm not.
It does, he's the last one. No, he's the last one.
I was like, you don't even know who half of those people were.
Well, there you go. They could all, I mean, I can almost guarantee that probably none of them, maybe one of them will appear. It's going to be very much centred around.
Well, you know, it's only a couple hour drive from London, so.
Well, yes, if you ask, you know, anybody in North America, it will only be a couple of hours drive, so. Just
it's between
like,
a five and a half and a seven and a half hour train ride. I know because we did it about a month ago.
Well, if you consider it from the north of England where me and Jamie are down to where you guys are, it's about a 4.5 hour drive. And, you know, Glasgow is a good 3 hours from where we are.
And the train went through like your sort of area as well, I think, on the way.
It went through Preston. Yeah,
the North End.
Go through Preston. Yeah.
There we go. Well, why didn't you get off and come and have a coffee? We can on your way to Clash of the Castle, if indeed you are attending.
We will be. I want to
nowhere
go.
Near.
I'm going to do my best to get tickets. I'm not going to pay the priority £2,500 to sit front row silly ones, but yeah, I'd love to go, and if I can get tickets, I'd be broke.
Well, you're welcome to do a stop off on the way.
Might have to. Do they sell sticks of rock in Blackpool?
Of course they do.
Of course they do.
What about the fish and the chips? Do they have that there as well?
Many a fish and chips.
Joe, what's fish and chips in Welsh?
Pysgod y sglod.
What?
Sorry?
Pysgod y sglod.
That's not even a word.
I love the Welsh language. Pysgod y sglod. Is it like the Olivia Rodrigo?
The series.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Anyway, we look forward to seeing what Clash at the Castle in Scotland brings us. But as I said, it's all about WrestleMania 40.
Will the WWE Speed Championship be represented at the event?
On the pre-show. On Monday Night Raw. No, it can't. It's exclusive to Speed, isn't it? That's the whole point. Exclusively.
If only
on
it was still in Wales, they could have called it the Gary Speed in Memoriam.
They could have done, yeah. From Drew McIntyre's hometown of Wales.
He's from Ayr, Scotland.
Well, I know, yeah, but that's what they were saying, weren't they?
He supports the Glasgow Rangers.
The Glasgow Rangers, the Blackburn Rovers, as Shawn Michaels would say.
I seen that Ariel Alwani, he supports, Nottingham Forest. He had that logo on his laptop, I noticed earlier.
Oh, in the CM Punk podcast.
Well, I was watching the Rhea Ripley one as well, where they had a stage fight as well with Becky Lynch.
I have. I feel like we need to dedicate some decent time to the CM Punk podcast, so maybe we could discuss that next week or the week after. But I am. It's on about 2 hours, isn't it? Just under 2 hours, and I've watched / listened to about the first hour of it. So interesting, and. Jamie, just before we get on to Mania, you have watched the Bray Wyatt documentary?
Yes, I have.
Worth a watch? Spoiler free.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler free?
Well, you know what I mean.
About his life. Well, I'll tell you one of the good things about this one. It comes up with little prompts and it says, this features, like before different scenes, it will say this features a current... like videos that I've never been seen before in like the WWE vault. So they've got stuff from like promo classes where he discovered the Bray Wyatt character, and you actually get to see him doing that in like the promo classes.
That's cool.
Which is pretty cool, yeah. And they've got like basically without spoilers as well, like Bray Wyatt's obviously talking throughout it, Wyndham Rotunda. And obviously you find out at the end why, but basically they've got recordings of his voice talking about stuff for a certain reason. But obviously that's played out as well, which kind of talks about his life. They've got the NXT interviews in there, obviously about Husky Harris and stuff.
Was he the anonymous Raw General Manager? Is that what he had?
No, it was Hornswoggle.
Oh.
The anonymous
Raw General Manager. And there is a tease as well, isn't there, which we won't talk about. We'll give chance for people to watch it. Again, we'll probably discuss that next week or the week after, but... there is a tease I have read at the end of the, almost like an after credit scene, which may point towards a potential carrying on of storyline. Am I right in saying?
Run. That's all.
The evil is mine.
Oh, the evil is mine.
And thank God that wasn't the tease. Thank God.
She was there though.
Oh, she will have been. The question is, was it her? Was it Liv Morgan? Since they're exactly the same character. Exactly the same. Evil is mine. Right. Can we talk about WrestleMania, Joe? Do you mind, Joe? Can we talk about Mania?
Yeah, go on then.
What do you want to talk about?
So, as always, we will give our predictions and our previews for each match, for the actual event itself. And, of course, with it being Mania, it's split over 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. So we're just going to go for it. We're going to go for it in the order that it's listed on Wikipedia. However, my understanding is that the matches that have been listed for each night on Wikipedia is now correct because it more or less has been.
It's been a couple of like added like last minute, yeah.
Yeah.
Triple H confirmed the order. It's officially confirmed. Well, he's officially confirmed what matches are on each night.
Or on which night, yeah.
Yeah,
so I, I believe the one I've got here is correct. So there's 7 matches on night one, and there are 6 matches as it stands for night two, unless anything gets added, but I don't believe it will do at this stage. I believe this is the final card for each. So, yeah, I'd be interested once we've gone through it all as well to see which night you think seems like it's going to be the more stacked, more entertaining. But, you know, we're not going to know until we've seen each night because, you know, they could be terrible in quality, some of these matches, for all we know. So one night may end up being better than the other, but let's go for it. So we have got night one, WrestleMania Saturday. And the first match we're going to predict is the Women's World Championship match, Rhea Ripley defending against Becky Lynch. I have a feeling this will probably, unless it's been announced and I've missed it, I have a feeling this probably will kick the night off anyway. Yeah. So I think it probably will do. So let's go with it. We'll start with Joe. Joe, Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch, who have you got and why?
As Jamie would say, don't be so stupid. It's going to be Rhea Ripley all the way. I think Becky Lynch has done a good job of like making us care of like why she needs to win the championship. But like, obviously Rhea is so dominant, and what happened at the Elimination Chamber, like she's getting babyface reactions. I think this win now against Becky Lynch is just going to fully turn her babyface. She's going to go full babyface turn after WrestleMania. That's my prediction, Rhea Ripley.
To retain. Okay, Jamie.
Rhea Ripley to retain, bona fide, like over a year that she'll hold it. I think Bianca Belair's probably the longest in it, and we need to get rid of that reign. So I think Rhea Ripley's going to break it. So, and thank God. Rhea Ripley will retain.
Dan, do we have Rhea or do we have Lynch?
Yeah, I mean, for the balance of predictions and this being a podcast with all different opinions, I mean, I would like to go with the other one, but I think you have to look at the titles that are on the line, and you can't have every single title on this pay-per-view changing hands. It has to be some that are retained. I think for that process, I look at the other women's match, and that's got a more of a wholesome feel, especially with the Royal Rumble winner. So that makes more sense for that title to change hands. I can't see both women's titles switching, although you do look at the Raw after WrestleMania and think, well, a Roxanne Perez could step up, you know, Fallon Henley could step up, be called up for NXT. You have all of these people that potentially could be making a move. But I think she's undeniable. She's had an incredible year. She is one of the biggest movers in the division, well, in the company. You know, people who don't even watch wrestling say that they love Rhea Ripley. So I think that people will kick off and hate Becky Lynch if she is to win. So I think that we are kicking her off with Rhea, setting it for the Judgment Day, setting the example, and Rhea Ripley will pick up the win.
Yeah, I tend to agree with all of you. I almost feel like as much as people like Becky Lynch, people do like Rhea Ripley, regardless of the fact she's supposed to be a heel and she's in the faction that she's in. So it would almost create a bit of a, if this is going to kick off the first night of Mania and Mania overall, it could potentially put people in a bit of a pissy mood to start with before the, you know, event's even fully begun. If Becky Lynch was to retain, and again, I don't think Becky needs it. You could argue Rhea doesn't need to hold the title at the moment after such the lengthy feud that she's had, but it's almost like a lengthy reign, should I say. It's almost like if it's not broke, don't fix it side of things. She's white hot, you know, she is keeping the Judgment Day relevant to an extent. You know, without her, there would just be another faction, which is testament to herself. So it's while she's had the title for a year now, it's not the right time to take it off her. And I can't see, you know, as it stands, when that will be. I think it's going to be far too soon for somebody like a Jade Cargill at SummerSlam or anything like that. I think you're talking more of a Jade Cargill type Mania match next year. So, yeah, at the moment, at least, Rhea to retain. I would agree with you all. So that's how we're all going to go. Guaranteed points all around. We'll see. Right, match two. The first of the matches that, well, you may say different, but I feel could go either way, and I'm not quite sure which way they're going to go about it. And it is for the Intercontinental Championship. The champion Gunther defending against Sami Zayn. And I will come to Jamie first on this one.
Ooh!
WrestleMania, baby! Woo!
Yeah, I mean, Sami Zayn had his moment last year with Kevin Owens, arguably. That was 1 year ago today because it came up in my Facebook memories. It was a great moment. However, like, Gunther, he's the longest reigning champ. He's a dominant champion. And no disrespect to Sami Zayn, one of my favourite wrestlers of all time, but there's no way Sami Zayn can be from Gunther when he's faced all these other people in the past. So I'm having, unfortunately, to go for a Gunther retain. And yeah, I feel like the way that everything's going with the Chad Gable situation, unless he somehow gets inserted into the WrestleMania match, which I doubt now, Chad Gable's probably going to be the one that's going to win the title eventually off him. And that kind of is a good way to build him. Sami Zayn doesn't need it as such. So I'm going for Gunther to retain.
For Gunther. The Chad Gable situation, I almost feel like, I'm sure they do, but I tend to get the impression, certainly from watching the last couple of Raws, that they almost don't know what they're going to do with him at Mania yet themselves. They're still kind of a bit like, oh, well, what are they going to do? So it's an interesting dynamic. You know, he's got to be involved somehow, otherwise it makes the last couple of weeks, irrelevant. I don't think it's going to be a case that they're going to insert him into the match. It will just be the singles match. But, you know, do you have Chad come in and cost Sammy the match, and or do you have him help him win the title? Oh, it's a difficult one.
Let's just put it this way. Sami Zayn isn't leaving WrestleMania with the title.
Fair enough. Okay. Well, I will go with Gunther to retain, but I'm not quite sure in which shenanigans Chad Gable gets involved. Let's put it that way. But yeah, I'll go with Gunther, and I will come to Dan.
Yeah, so I got a theory with it. And if you put it in the case of it's Sami Zayn versus Gunther, if you're asking me who wins in that particular match, it's a Gunther win. But I don't think that match is actually going to happen. I think we're going to have backstage, Sami Zayn is attacked, and we don't know who's attacked him. Is it Imperium that have attacked him? Because we saw on Raw that Chad Gable was attacked backstage by Imperium. So could it be that they're trying to sabotage and make sure that Gunther keeps him out? But I think it's Chad Gable beats up Sami Zayn. And then he goes, well, you've been his coach, so you take his place. You know, I didn't see you attack me, but I'm unable to compete. You're going to have to go take my place. Then Chad Gable comes out as a one-on-one match with Gunther and wins. So, but I think that's...
And then it, like, comes out on Raw, not necessarily the next round Raw, but as a bit of a storyline, within a couple of weeks, it comes out that he was the real attacker. Yeah.
Then he did it for the
lot. They love a storyline like that, don't they?
He was like, you robbed my opportunity. I wanted it more. That's why I did what I did, because I needed to revenge what he's done to me. And it kind of like turns him a little bit heel. You can see that Alpha Academy are kind of sort of doing their own little thing in some sections. It doesn't really matter if they're face or heel anyway. But yeah, I think if that happens, then I can see Chad Gable winning the IC title. Okay. But if you're asking me if it's Gunther versus Sami Zayn who wins that match, then yeah, of course Gunther's going to beat Sami Zayn all day long.
For the purpose of the predictions, I will allow you to pick whoever you want. So if you feel there's a strong possibility that Chad Gable gets involved to the point where he walks out as a champion, I'm happy to put down your winner as Chad Gable for the predictions. It's entirely up to you.
But yeah, I'm going to say Chad Gable's my winner.
That's fine. No problem. Joe.
I think, similar to you, but I think that Chad Gable's going to come out and help Sami Zayn win. I don't think he's going to turn on Sami Zayn. I think Sami Zayn is going to win the Intercontinental title. But depending on the match order of the tag team, where the tag team championships are, mm-hmm. I don't think the Judgment Day are going to win or going to retain the tag belts. My bold prediction is Sami Zayn's going to win the Intercontinental title. And depending on where the Judgment Day match is, I think Damian Priest is going to cash in on Sami Zayn either at WrestleMania or if it's later on in the match, the next night on Raw. he's going to cash in his... because I don't think the Judgment Day are going to retain the titles at all.
Okay. So for don't the purpose of
so
the match...
stupid.
for the purpose of the match, would you like me to put down Sami's name
Sami
as the winner?
I put Sami Zayn to win the IC title, but I don't know whether... Depending, because obviously we don't know which order the match is going to be. I don't know whether Priest catches in at WrestleMania or he waits to the next, the Monday on Raw.
That's fine. Sami Zayn has been locked in. We will come
the funny thing
to...
is what will happen. Sami Zayn, or like Gunter, will beat Sami Zayn up so much and then Chad Gable will come out for a one-on-one match straight after Sami Zayn.
Probably.
And then, obviously.
Right, well, I've locked him in. Sami Zayn has been locked in for you, Joe. We're going to come now to the ladder match. Oh. Have we seen the new stipulation for the ladder match? I know you're nodding, Dan, Joe.
Well,
James,
something that I mentioned a month ago when the match was announced that they should do. They're doing.
Has Jamie seen the
it's
new
like
stipulation?
They listen.
You know.
Yeah, you put it in the chat this morning. Basically saying that the titles... the match will keep going until all four titles have been lifted down, basically.
Yeah. They're basically splitting the tag titles again, so
both sets
are going to be on the line.
So,
very true. I mean, what...
And they'll unify them again by Survivor Series, because they realise there's not enough tag teams.
What's to say that a team can't either pull down all four titles at once, or pull down...
They could do.
But
I think they'll
be
separate. There'll be two separate ropes, so they won't be in just the middle of the ring. They'll be... two different ones, I think.
So what's to say a team can't win? If a team pulls down one of the sets of belts, are they then out of the match?
No,
or can
they're still
they
in
then
the match.
Carry
they're
on and try and win the other brands, if you want to say, like, split them up as Raw and SmackDown, the other brands' tag titles?
Yeah, they can still go both. So Judgment Day's thing is they need to pull down both sets of titles.
Okay, but fair enough.
I think in this match, then you can either pick one outright. And say, for example, you said Judgment Day are going to retain both, then you get 2 points. But if you pick, you can pick two winners, I think. I think that's probably the fairest way of doing it.
I think that's the fairest way to do it. I mean, I will go first. I, just because of the pure way that they've built it, and they probably would have been my pick if it wasn't splitting the titles, is the awesome truth. They've got to pick up one set of belts purely for the whole Judgment Day storyline side of things with R-Truth going on. The other one slightly... I don't personally think the Judgment Day are going to walk out with either of the belts, whether it's both or one or the other. I think they are going to strip them completely off it. I think they are probably going to go with the Awesome Truth and DIY. So they are my two.
Who's DIY?
For those. New Generation Next or whatever they're
called. Regeneration.
Regeneration X, that's it. There you go, with the Heartbreak Kid himself. So for me, it's Awesome Truth and DIY. And I'll come to you, Joe.
I agree with you, Taryn. I think Awesome Truth are going to have the one lot of belts. And I think DIY are going to have the other lot of belts. I think this one is a feel-good moment. And obviously, the Awesome Truth and DIY both have like the most compelling story. Like, I love New Catch Republic, but they're a fairly new team, and I don't know if giving them the belts now kind of like, I think they will get the belts, but like later on down the line, it just needs to be two faces. And obviously New Day have won it so many times, they don't really need another title run. They're just in the match just to like make up the numbers, I think. And obviously Judgment Day, I think where I can see it going, like all the storylines are built up. I don't think the Judgment Day, I think they're still going to be together, but I don't think they're going to be as the same unit as they are now. I think there's going to be some changes. So yeah, I think this is the catalyst for that change for them to lose.
Okay, locked in. Good thinking, Joe. Nice to see you're on the same wavelength. But Jamie, are you?
Half. only because the Awesome Truth, again, are definitely taking one of them. However, I'm going for Judgment Day to retain one of them. I think something will happen, something crazy, like Judgment Day will retain one of them. They're about to go get the other one, and then R-Truth will climb over them and take it off them. Something random like that will happen. But yeah, so I think they're going to retain one. and then Awesome Truth. I think we're all going to say Awesome Truth is going to at least win one of them. But thinking of the other tag teams, no. Dan's saying no. Fair enough. But yeah, I was just going to say Judgment Day. In terms of, I know Joe was mentioning about the cashing and stuff. Oh, I've got some theories, don't you worry. But there won't be a cash-in at WrestleMania. So this will be Damian Priest will keep the title for now. And then God knows when they'll lose it and who they're going to lose it to, but I feel like they are going to hold it for a little bit longer. It's going to be Judgment Day's night. They're going to have a great time.
Okay. Come on then, Dan. Come on, yeah, shaking your head.
No, I agree with Jamie in half of it. I think that Judgment Day will keep one of them. I think they'll keep the Raw tag titles. They will split them up. I think New Catch Republic are going to win the SmackDown ones. There's only two SmackDown teams in this, so it could either be New Catch Republic or it can be the Thunder from Down Under or whatever they call A-Town Down Under. That's what they call them. But there's rumours that A-Town Down Under might be being taken out of the match on SmackDown.
Yeah, I did read that.
So it makes me think they're probably not going to be picking up the tag titles. And Triple H absolutely loves Pete Dunne and loves Tyler Bate. He loves British Strong Style. You're thinking in a couple months' time we've got Clash at the Castle come in to Glasgow. Maybe Gallus are getting called up. Maybe we get a New Catch Republic and Gallus for the tag titles. That'd be pretty cool. I say New Catch Republic are going to take the SmackDowns and we're going to have Judgment Day taking the Raws.
Right. Okay. Interesting. All going slightly different. At least it works well for our predictions. not everyone's just going to walk out with all of the points. Right. Locked in. Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso.
Yeet or no yeet?
Brother versus brother. I assume this is the first brother versus brother match at Mania since Matt and Jeff.
Yeah, WrestleMania 25.
Yeah, because before that it will have been Brett and Owen, so.
For WrestleMania
Undertaker
10.
And Kane.
Not real brothers.
Undertaker and Kane. Jimmy and Jay, match I think we're all looking forward to. I'll come to you first, Joe. What have you got on this one then? It's been boiling over for a while. Joe, yeah. you're not giving us an answer there,
I'm just having to think then. This could go either way, but I think it's going to be Jay. Because obviously, he's so over now. He's he's been main event Jay, so he's the little brother. And he needs to come over the bloodline. And I think he needs to beat Jimmy Uso to stop him interfering in the bloodline. In the obviously the Rock and Roman Reigns match, and the Bloodline, if it goes the way we think it's going to go and it's Bloodline rules the next night, then he needs to take out Jimmy Uso to stop him interfering in the next night. So yeah, he needs to win to stop him. One, as Bracken writes, is I'm the most dominant brother, but also needs to stop him interfering on the next night if the Bloodline win.
So you're going with Jay.
Jay
for the win. Dan.
No yeet. So we look back in history and we go to WrestleMania 10. Brett versus Owen. Everybody walks in and says, Brett's going to easily walk out with this one. Owen wins. We go in WrestleMania 25. Jeff Hardy, world champion. Amazing. Everyone's favourite. He's going to walk out really easily with the win. Matt Hardy wins. So now we go into this one, WrestleMania 40. You've got one with an amazing 2K24 rating, main event Jey Uso getting all the world title matches, all of the singles pushes. And then you've got Jimmy, and everybody's underestimating him. Jimmy's picking up the win. He's got Solo in his corner. He's got the bloodline behind him. He's got more to fight for. So it's going to be Jimmy Uso, no yeet, picking up the win.
You make a very good argument, to be fair, and that is why I am going with Jey. Jay will pick up the win. It's all about the implosion of the bloodline this WrestleMania. It has to be. And
we said the same thing last year.
No, well, we did, yeah. But this is long-term booking, long-term storytelling, you see. I am very much on the same wavelength as Joe on this one. Jay picks up the win. Roman is not a happy bunny with old Jim Bob. It's got to be Jay, Jamie. It's got to be Jay.
I'm just going to say one thing before I do. And we're talking about dominant brothers going into WrestleMania. The Undertaker was unbeaten at WrestleMania. before he went in to face Kane. And we all knew Undertaker would win, and he did, which is why we're tying this up with the Jey Uso to defeat Jimmy Uso.
Not real brothers.
They're the brothers of destruction.
Right, who have you got then?
Well, that's just like saying Eddie Guerrero, Rey Mysterio were brothers.
They were never brothers.
They
were cousins at best.
They're not related at all.
Yeah, well, they call each other La Familia.
Yeah, true. Because they family.
But, it's that Latino family.
But if we're talking about storytelling, The Undertaker and Kane are brothers.
Let's move on. We're locked in. We'll move on to our first filler of the night. The six women tag team match of Damage Control versus the team of Naomi, Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair. One of these matches which is there purely just to get try and get as many talent on the card. Also to try and get Jade Cargill on the card as well, give them their Mania payday. I feel we can brush through this one rather quickly.
It's going to be a cinnamon toast crunch match.
Probably. Yeah, absolutely. Applebee's, all this business. It's
Olivia Rodrigo on a pole match.
It's the team of the Cargill, we'll say. The team of the Cargill. That's who I've got. Dan?
Yeah, I think you can't have the Cargill going in and not looking like that money. Yeah. And then it sets up a nice tag team feud. The Damage Control will start defending their tag titles then afterwards. It gives them credible people to be defending it against. Yeah, I think all day long on a chaise longue, Jade Cargill and co, they walking out. And Naomi, Bianca Belair, Joe's favourite, they're picking up the dub.
Joe, Jamie, are we in agreement? Can we brush through this one?
Yeah, Jade Cargill to win.
Yeah, I think the whole thing with the Jade Cargill situation is she wasn't ready for a singles match. I think they were teasing, hopefully, to get Jade Cargill versus Bianca at WrestleMania. That's not happening. We could see a possible implosion and Damage Control take the win, but I don't think they're actually going to get Jade Cargill to lose her first two matches in WWE straight away, if we count the Royal Rumble as a first match.
Yeah.
But if we talk about big WrestleMania moment, she's going to have it, and then possibly there might be some tension there, and they might have a stare down. Teasing a possible match in the future, but no, like, you can't have Bianca Belair lose at WrestleMania, Joe.
No, definitely not.
Team Cargill for the win. Another match that I feel is a bit of a filler, and one that kind of came out of nowhere as well. Is it just me, or has there been, since Mania last year, up until last week, no, like, interactions between Dominic Mysterio and Rey Mysterio? For the best part of a year.
No, they're on separate shows.
That's what I mean.
No, there's been stuff all year. You look at the North American title thing. It was Rey Mysterio that cost Dominic Mysterio the North American title in NXT. And it was all about him pushing Dragon Lee in to challenge him for the title. They've been dropping it in little bits here and there all the way through.
Okay.
If you watch all the products, Raw, SmackDown, NXT,
no one's got time,
you watch the social medias, he's been gatecrashing Thanksgivings and all sorts still. Yeah, they have been. Not as much, but yeah, they have been putting little Easter eggs here and there. You know, NXT especially, with the rise of Dragon Lee.
I'll reword it then. Did anybody actually think, in any capacity, that it was going to be Rey Mysterio versus Dominic Mysterio in any type of capacity again this year?
I thought it was going to be LWO versus Legado del Fantasma, a six-man tag.
Yeah.
That makes more sense to me. But at least it gets Dominic on the card. He's got a heat magnet. But then again, to be a heater for Rhea Ripley in that match, that would have made more sense to me. I get why they're doing it. Dragon Lee is like the future of Lucha Libre, but we don't know. Andrade is the wild card here. Could he get involved? Could he cost one of the teams?
Well, didn't they try and get Andrade to join Judgment Day on Raw last night?
Potentially that might be part of the source, you know?
There you go. So we've got Santos Escobar and Dirty Dominic Mysterio versus Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee. Where's Carlito and all this? Surely he's getting involved. He's got to be turning on the end LWO. So I'll go with Rey had his win last year against Dom. Dom needs to tie it up. Shenanigans with Carlito potentially, I think, as well. So for me, old Dom boy's team gets the win on this one. I'll come to you, Dan, since you were very passionate about it.
No, I tend to agree with you on that one. Like you said, Rey Mysterio, he had the win last year. I think it's all about paying it forward, passing it on to his son. And I think that we are getting the heel team pick up the win. Big Dominic and Santos Escobar with his fancy whistling. They're both going to walk out with the wins. Lucha Libre's on the rise. And could there be something with Andrade? I really think that he's going to be getting involved. This he's not going to be the... He may be the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal winner after Friday. But could he be the one who's getting involved in this match? Who knows?
Well, we will have a very, very... not. It's not going to be part of the predictions, but we will have a very quick prediction on who's going to win that Battle Royal after the next match. But Jamie, your winner for this one?
Yeah, I'm going to agree, just because, like I said, it's going to set up a rubber match, possibly to Dominic Mysterio to retire Rey Mysterio next year at WrestleMania. So... yeah, Dom's taking this win. He'll brag about it all year, and then it'll come to next year. And it could be a nice moment of a passing of the mask. Who knows? But, you know, I think it's going to be something like just leave. So it's going to be a for his career match next year. If it lasts that long, it could be SummerSlam. But, no, Dom's taking the win, yeah.
Are you in agreement, Joe, with the Dom team win?
I think LWO are going to win. Similar to that, I think Andrade's going to get, it's going to be the entire of LWO, like the Cruz del Toro, Wacky Wild, Zelina Vega, Carlito, they're all going to get involved. And then Andrade gets involved. And obviously all of the Legado del Fantasma, you know, like Angel and Alberto and Santos and then Elektra. I think this is going to, as Jamie said, I agree with Jamie, this is going to go to a retirement match next year, Dom versus Rey. And I think this is also going to lead to Dominic Mysterio leaving the Judgment Day, because as I said, Rhea Ripley is going to turn babyface. The Judgment Day is going to fall apart. Dominic Mysterio is going to leave the Judgment Day or get kicked out of the Judgment Day, and he's going to join Legado del Fantasma.
Well, there's a prediction. There we go. You could get it all right here, Joe. You could be leading the predictions after that.
I could be completely wrong.
We will see. Right, main event. Bound to be the main event of night one. Come on now, guys. We know what it is. We have the team of Cody Rhodes and the world champion Seth Franklin Rollins versus The Bloodline, The Rock and Roman Reigns. And just a reminder, if Rhodes and Rollins win, all the members of the Bloodline will be barred from ringside for the main event of night two. But if The Rock and Reigns win, the championship match on night two will be held under Bloodline rules, which is basically no disqualification and all that jazz. So let's, well, we'll start with Joe. Joe, the biggest tag team match of all time until the next biggest tag team match of all time. Who are you acknowledging in this one?
I acknowledge my tribal chief, Roman Reigns. I think we discussed it just after Elimination Chamber when they announced this stipulation. I'm like, why are they having a stipulation match? Just to like put all of the cards against Cody. Like, he's already got a tough job as it is. Like, as we said after Elimination Chamber, it's going to be booked to holy hell. It's going to be overbooked to shit. The only way that Cody Rhodes is going to get, well, he's already got sympathy, but even more sympathy is to have the entire of the Bloodline there. So it's got to be the Bloodline of Roman Reigns and The Rock to win.
Yeah, I almost feel like both the matches are going to be overbooked to hell. I mean, more so the match on night two, but even this one surely won't go down without some form of shit shenanigans. I am in agreement with you, however, Joe. It makes complete sense to me. I mean, normally they do it on these shows where the team that gets the upper hand on a Raw or SmackDown beforehand doesn't necessarily pick up the win, you know, the match after, to kind of balance it out. You know, you had The Rock beat the hell out of Cody Rhodes last week. You had the beatdown again last night as well. So, you know, that's 2 weeks in a row that the line have got one over Cody and Seth, or just one of them. So normally you would say, oh, well, Cody and Seth are going to pick up the win, but absolutely no chance. It doesn't make any sense from a booking standpoint for Cody and Seth to win on night one. And if they do that, I don't know how people kind of react going into night two, because people will think then will just be a bit like, ooh, what's Reigns going to be doing in night two then? So yeah, they need to keep that belief alive that Cody can still overturn Reigns the night after, especially if he's unsuccessful the first night in a tag team match. So, yeah, the Bloodline to take the win for me. Dan?
Yeah, I think this one's quite an easy one. Like you said, it doesn't make any sense for Cody and Seth to win. It just makes it more boring on night two. You want to see him overcome that obstacle. So I think, yeah, Bloodline rules, Bloodline win on night one.
Got the same, Jamie?
Yeah. Bloodline will take this to make a Bloodline rules match on night two.
Right, good stuff. That is night one. Locked
Let's
in.
Let's leave them all going to bed. It's Cody Crybabies.
Time for an intermission with the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal then on SmackDown. I haven't got the list of participants in front of me, but I have had a look. It's basically everyone that you can think of that's not involved in Mania. My pick, I think, will be, I know Andrade's in it, but I think it will be, and of course everybody's Battle Royal favourite, Omos, is in it. You know, he only turns up for Battle Royals and the Rumble every year now. It's mad. He's in it, he won't win. And my pick is Big Bronson Reed. I think they'll have a big man win it, and his momentum has been really down lately. They need to try and pick it back up, and you know, the fact he hasn't got a spot on Mania, he missed Elimination Chamber. Yeah, for me, Bronson Reed wins. As I say, we're not scoring this, it's just a bit of fun, but
I think anybody, we should score it.
Oh, well, all right then, Bronson Reed.
It's not on WrestleMania.
Yeah, it's Andre the Giant. It's one of all right, then.
We'll do a deal. If somehow by the end of it, a couple of people are on tied points, we'll use this match as the tiebreaker. So I'll go for Bronson Reed. Anybody else want to throw any other names out there then?
I'm going to go for Cameron Grimes to the boom, baby.
Okay. Dear Lord.
Comes out then on SmackDown. It's a new lease of life. They're using the character. I got this trophy. And, you know, it's good. You know, all the others. Like, Jey Uso won it last year. Didn't do anything for him. So why don't you give it to somebody? Like, when they gave it to Cesaro and it elevated him. Give it to somebody else. Elevate him.
Bronson Reed for me. Cameron Grimes for Dan. Joe?
Andrade
and Jamie.
I mean, we've already talked about this a little bit in terms of what's going to happen with this person at WrestleMania. So I'm going for Chad Gable.
He's not even in the match.
He is in the match.
Yeah, he is.
The list of names I have here. This may not be the full list, but here's who they've got in so far. Andrade, Ricochet, Chad Gable, Bronson Reed, Shinsuke Nakamura, Omos, Apollo Crews, JD McDonough, Otis, Akira Tozawa, Ivar, Julius and Brutus Creed, Cedric Alexander, Ashante O'Donis, Elton Prince, Kit Wilson, Cameron Grimes, Sanger, and Veer.
Wow.
I will correct myself as well. I said that Jey Uso won it last year. It was actually Bobby Lashley that won it last year. Jey Uso was the day before.
It was.
The whole thing with the Chad Gable thing, he could win it, and obviously that could elevate him to possibly then fight it for the title, maybe, at WrestleMania. But I think that's a good point. If obviously it turns out that he's going to be added in that match and he's not going to be in it because something happens, maybe Imperium get involved and mess him up so he's not going to win it, so that puts him in that match. I'll use my backup as just Nakamura because it's a sham that he's in that match and not at WrestleMania. But there you go.
Well, if they signed Okada, we could have had Okada versus Nakamura.
Terrible.
You can't afford him.
Right, night two then. We're kicking things off again with the match that I think probably will kick off night two. The singles match for the World Heavyweight Championship of the World. Seth Franklin Rollins defending against Drew McIntyre. I'll go first. Now, I have said for weeks and weeks and weeks, this is the time for Drew to pick up the title, finally, in front of a crowd. And Seth held it long enough, he doesn't need to be champion anymore, and it makes sense. Last week on Raw, Drew was going on so much about the fact that he's going to win the title and he's going to do it in front of a crowd like he's needed to and deserved to for so long. And the fact that Punk is on commentary, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but Seth Rollins is going to walk out still the World Heavyweight Champion. They're just going to do it to Drew. They really are. Perhaps now the Clash at the Castle is happening in Glasgow, they can have their third or fourth match, whatever it is, their rematch.
They're 3-3 at the moment in singles match.
There we go then. If it wasn't for the fact that Punk wasn't on commentary, so Punk can be there to laugh and it sets up their feud for when he's back, for the fact that Drew hasn't been successful. I'm happy to lose all the points for Drew to walk out as the champion, and I really, really want it to happen. And up until last week, I was saying it was guaranteed. I think Seth's going to walk out as champion. Jamie?
I'm in two minds about this one because there's two ways I would do this. The only thing is, they've just announced Clash at the Castle, June 15th. Money in the Bank was on July 1st last year. So that still lasts a whole year. If it was me, I would have Drew McIntyre win the title at Clash at the Castle and then Damian Priest cash in straight away. So he doesn't have that moment in Scotland. It'll be bloody brilliant. I'd love it. However, who would Drew McIntyre fight? Seth Rollins again? We don't want to see that again. So because of that, I'm going for Drew to win tonight at WrestleMania. And possibly Priest will cash in, win the title. And then at Clash of the Castle, it'll be Priest v Drew McIntyre to pick up the belt again.
Okay, but for the purpose of the prediction,
I'm going for Drew McIntyre to win, only because I don't want to see Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre in Glasgow again.
No.
And there isn't another match you could have. The only one that makes sense would be Drew McIntyre wins, maybe Punk GTSs him or something, and then Priest comes out and cashes in. And that happens, and then that can set up their Scotland match for him to win the title back. And then CM Punk might make a big return after he's had his surgery or whatever, and he's getting back. Oh, I was going to go on the same line as you and say Rollins is going to win because CM Punk's going to screw him over. But
yeah,
because of Scotland,
we don't want to see Rollins
and McIntyre again.
No.
Drew McIntyre is going to win it in front of a crowd, like he said, but it isn't going to last long because Priest will cash in.
There we go. Joe?
I'm going with Drew McIntyre. Similar to what Jamie said, I think it's not going to be a clean win. I do think there's going to be interference. I think there's going to be interference from the Bloodline, because last week on SmackDown, you've seen Drew McIntyre speaking to Paul Heyman. What were they talking about? Well, what I think they've said is, if you scratch our back, we'll scratch your back. Like, if we help destroy Seth Rollins on night one at WrestleMania, we'll help you win on night two. So I think that the one in the Bloodline, or not for the Bloodline, are going to come out, and then obviously Punk's going to be our commentary. He's going to try and stop the Bloodline interfering, and then he, instead of punching the Bloodline, he accidentally clocks Seth. Drew takes advantage, then pins Seth 1-2-3, and then that sets up Seth versus Punk, which is the match we should have had for Mania.
Okay, Drew's locked in, and Dan?
Yeah, I'll keep it nice and simple. I think we've broken it down enough. I'm going with Drew McIntyre for the win on this one. I think if you've got Seth going into, he's going in a match for night one, he's got match night two, he's going to be knackered. You go in against Drew McIntyre, who's actually really good, really capable. And Drew is in the process of signing a new deal. What a good way of keeping him there and getting him to wrestle in Glasgow. Give him the world championship in front of people at WrestleMania 40, big stage. You will have your moment, don't you worry. It's going to be Drew McIntyre picking up the world heavyweight title.
It's locked in. Next up, the women's championship match. Io Sky defending against Bayley. One that I'm happy to go with first, because I feel this is almost a foregone conclusion.
I think it's easy.
Yeah, Rhea wins night one, and so there's no title change. This will have a title change. It made sense for the Rumble side of things. I mean, no disrespect when I say everyone's fed up now with EO being the champion, but it is time for a title change in regards to that. They've not really done much in respect of her, you know, being a credible champion defending it.
I don't think it's safe. I just don't think it helps that she got to speak English very well.
Yeah.
English isn't her first language, I should say.
I know what you mean, Joe, that they haven't really given any of the tools and the ammunition, have they, in respect of, you know, presenting herself as a champion. I get what you're saying, but I mean, for the purpose of just getting through this prediction, is there anyone that feels Bayley isn't going to walk out as champion?
I've already said it earlier. I'll throw it in there really quickly. Bayley picks up the win, and I think she might even come out with the Bayley buddies. You never know.
Yeah, I was about to say, do you think she'll come out with her old theme? There ain't no stopping us.
I mean, I really, really, really hope she doesn't, because I never want to see that again. But who knows? She might come out with her old theme to start, and it might change into that, and then they'll all come up, and who knows?
If that's happening, Broken Dreams is coming on.
It will be a broken dream for Drew McIntyre, believe you me, when Rollins walks. I don't want it to happen, but it will. Right, Dan, LA yeah. Knight.
You're not going to ask the other guys their predictions on that one, then?
Everybody's agreed with Bayley.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's all Bayley. There was Dan. No one else going.
LA Knight.
Yeah.
Thank you. Versus AJ Styles, Dan.
Yeah, I think no. With this one, no. Yeah. Joe was saying to me earlier, oh, this match has had hardly any build. I was like, well, actually, it's had quite a good bit of build. In terms of this one, I think with LA Knight's stock, he has been on the rise. I see LA Knight going for the US title within the next couple of months, and the best way to do that is to get a really good pivotal win with AJ Styles. I think the only way AJ Styles really wins is if the OC kind of help him out and, you know, they're back as a unit. But I think LA Knight, he picks up the win. You know, he lost in the Mountain Dew Pitch Black match last year. So this year he starts getting more momentum going towards the US title. LA Knight, yeah. I think it's whose game is it? It's LA Knight's game. He picks up the win.
Yeah, I haven't really got much more to add after that. I think the push is going to be with LA Knight now. We all thought he was going to potentially be him going for the US title against Logan Paul at Mania anyway. They've got a different direction. We can see why now. Doesn't really make much sense for me for the heel to go over on this one, because you're almost killing the momentum of LA Knight. You know, you've got to strike while the iron's hot. LA Knight for me. Jamie?
Well, let me talk to you. Yeah, LA Knight's going to win.
Joe?
I agree. As Dan mentioned earlier, I've been quite frustrated with this storyline. Like, there's been like bit of a build to it, but like I think the storytelling on this one has been a bit lazy. The booking's been a bit lazy on this one for me, so it's an easy LA Knight win for me.
Okay. We've got the triple threat match then for the United States Championship. We have Logan Paul versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens, who was thrown into the mix. I think Kevin Owens has been thrown into the mix purely just to get him on the card. I'll go with this one first. If it was going to be Logan Paul versus LA Knight, I would have said LA Knight was going to walk away with the title. I feel Logan Paul's probably going to walk out as the champion. They love that brand power. They love him going around being on different TV stations, different networks, different media appearances, social media, you know, holding a WWE championship. And I don't see any reason to take it off him now at the moment. I think it will come close to the point where it'll look like maybe Randy's gonna pick up the win. But I don't necessarily think Randy was gonna be pinned. I think he might go for the RKO on Logan Paul. Maybe Kevin Owens will then turn it around and, you know, get the pop powerbomb on him, and then Logan Paul, I don't know. KSI is probably going to get involved again somehow. He's going to make an appearance. Someone will, the brass knuckles, that type of thing, shenanigans. But I think Logan Paul will walk out as the champion. Joe?
I'm going to go a bit opposite this one.
Be so stupid.
I'm going to go for Kevin Owens. Hear me out. So where is Backlash? Paris, France.
Paris, France.
What is Kevin Owens' first language?
He's a French Canadian.
Yeah, so Kevin Owens is going to beat Logan Paul. I think Randy Orton's going to turn heel on Kevin Owens, and that'll set up a feud down the line. But it's going to be Kevin Owens versus Logan Paul, a backlash for the US title. Kevin Owens is going to cut all of his promos in French, and then I think Logan Paul is then going to like beat him then a backlash. So for me, it's Kevin Owens.
So why didn't you pick Sami Zayn to win the Intercontinental title? He also speaks French.
Because he speaks everything.
Well, Marcel Bartel, or whatever his name is, he speaks German. So when they go to Bash at Berlin, so he's gonna win the WWE speed title, is he? And he's going to defend it over there so we can talk the crowd in German.
Hey, all that matters is Joe is gone with Kevin Owens. Dan, who are you going with?
Oh my God, I can't believe that reasoning. Oh, Kevin Owens' first language is French, so he's going to... What? No. It's going to be the guy who's in the prime of his career. Prime's in the middle of the ring. I can see exactly how it's going to go. You've got Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. They're working to beat up Logan Paul. Then all of a sudden they have to face each other because they've taken Logan Paul out of the mix. Logan Paul slithers in the ring after Randy Orton hits an RKO and he pins Kevin Owens. And he retains. I can see this. This is one of the easiest ones to predict. Gentleman in his prime, Logan Paul, the Maverick, retains and takes his title, moving on into Backlash in Paris, France.
Jamie?
Well, let me talk to you here. Right. No, I feel like, to quote a famous five-time WCW champion, this could be the shucky ducky quack quack moment of the night. I feel like Logan Paul is going to go all out to try and beat that Seth Rollins RKO. And I feel like we're going to see possibly the greatest RKO out of nowhere in the history of WrestleMania or even the WWE. I feel like either that or he's going to get stunned into an RKO. Kevin Owens will stunner him and he'll turn around and get RKO'd. He's just going to get battered in this match, but he's going to walk out still the champion. But I do reckon he's going to do some kind of flying jump, like as he always does, and he's going to get caught in an RKO, and it's going to be the big viral moment to come out of WrestleMania, the RKO out of nowhere, but he's still going to walk out the shucky ducky quack quack.
Fair enough. We'll stick with you, Jamie. We have the six-man Philadelphia street fight match of the Pride, Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits versus the Final Testament of AOP and Karrion Kross. Question, Jamie, do you care and who's going to win?
I was about to say, what is this match? Let's go for Bobby Lashley, why not? Smash it.
Yeah, Bobby Lashley. I mean, I am also going the same. Okay. I think it's probably not going to be much of a street fight. It's going to be the typical, let's get a couple of kendo sticks out, let's get a couple of chairs,
this could be the
let's
first finish. Match.
Let's finish with a table.
Didn't they start like a WrestleMania a 2 years ago? The Irish street fight. Didn't that like kick
that
off a WrestleMania 1 year?
WrestleMania 24, I think, between Finlay and JBL. That was the Belfast somewhere or other brawl, yeah.
Belfast street fight.
You go with the Bob the Lash team, as am I. Easy as far as I'm concerned. Let's send Karrion Kross to AEW or something, yeah. Joe's going with the same Dan.
Yeah, I think this match will be fab. I think we're gonna get the champagne wishes and caviar dreams, to also quote Booker T. I think this match will be a sleeper. I actually think they'll be quite enjoyable. But yeah, I'm going for the Pride to pick up the win on this one. But Bob the Lash and the Streakish Profits.
Lovely. We've made it, guys. This is it. It's where it all begins again. We're here. 2 years in a row, twice in a lifetime. Roman Reigns defending, as Wikipedia says, in a to-be-determined match. It'll be Bloodline Rules. Defending the undisputed WWE Universal Championship against the man who is good Lord, he's trying to finish
the
story. Cody Rhodes. The question is, does Cody finally do it? Or does Roman Reigns, with the help of The Rock and the Bloodline and every single person who even... But, I mean, people will interfere in this match for the Bloodline that are yet to be born. That's how many people are interfering in this match.
Well, so Naomi's going to be there. Born yet. Ava's coming, the NXT general manager, she's coming, and Sim Snooker's coming back, he's going to interfere in it. And
look, we know.
Jacob Fatu.
We know, as we've said, how much this is going to be booked. Stone Cold could be there, John Cena could be there, and just
Trish
name
Stratus.
Anybody.
Yeah, Trish Stratus was Trish also Stratus. On that bus that they didn't bother to mention in that article. I was, oh, there's a bus in the background. It's got John Cena and Stone Cold. It had Trish Stratus on it as well, you know, marks.
Hogan's going to come down and drop a leg drop. You know, it's all just going to happen.
Hornswoggle, James Ellsworth, he resurfaced, he's going to be there.
Quite simply, though, guys, who is walking out as the champion? And I will start with Joe.
I acknowledge my tribal chief, Roman Reigns.
Good Lord. Oh, you shit. He said it. He's gonna, are you going with Roman Reigns?
Oh, you know what? I would love for Cody to win, but he ain't winning. The ultimate story is for Roman Reigns to face. There's so many stories Roman Reigns has yet to do. He's had an almost 2-year run. He's going to hold
it. And he speaks Samoan, and they've got a live event in Samoa, so he's going to defend the title over there.
He's going to hold the championship.
He is only about 100 and odd days away from breaking Hogan's record.
Yeah, he's going to break Hogan's record. He's going to break Bruno's record. He's going to break all the records. Cody Rhodes ain't winning. The Cody crybaby is going to cry, and Cody Rhodes is going to face The Rock at WrestleMania 41. Because Roman Reigns is winning.
We have our first locked in for Roman Reigns as I come to Dan.
Cody Rhodes.
Nice and simple.
Because Cody's been to Atlanta, Georgia, and they've got a main event. They've got a live event there in a couple of weeks, and he wants to talk to the crowd in Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah, it's Cody Rhodes. He's picking up the win.
One for Reigns to continue and one to finish the story. Jamie.
I'm shaking right now. this is the one, isn't it? This is the big one. Everyone, all my friends have been asking. Everyone's been asking, what's happening at Mania? I've had so many different things happening. Now, this is the moment where you have to lock it in and I'm scared. If he came to me weeks ago, if I had to put my money on it right now, the story will be finished and he is going to win the title. And my prediction will be, obviously, The Rock will turn on Roman Reigns after the match. And we'll have a face Roman Reigns and a heel The Rock. Because the thing is, The Rock can leave. He don't need to come back. They can come back months down the line if they want to. Roman Reigns can finally take some time off, even more than what he does now. So he doesn't have to appear. You'll have a fighting champion in Cody Rhodes who will always be there. He'll finally finish the story. It'll be a happy moment. There'll be Cody crybabies all in the crowd crying for all the right reasons. And then, like I said, we're going to have the bloodline implode on it within itself. However, I could see Roman Reigns winning it just because of that 100 odd days.
Who are however, you locking in?
I've already said Cody Rhodes is my locked in.
Yeah.
However, when we talk about Roman Reigns and The Rock, the biggest WrestleMania ever, it doesn't need a title. We've always said it doesn't need a title for this match. That will be next year. It will headline night one, maybe night two. It will be Rock Roman next year without a title on the line, because what's the point? And then that will kind of be it. But yeah, to finish the story, finally, because of everything that's been going on, Cody Rhodes.
Okay.
Because of the whole Cody crybaby thing and everything, yeah.
One thing we haven't said, actually, and it's more going back to the tag team matches, it's going to be interesting to see how The Rock fares. And you can see why it's in the tag match now, any ring rust and whatnot. It will just be nice to see him moving around the ring. And, you know, I'm not expecting amazing things, but yeah, that'll be interesting.
We saw it a few weeks ago, he knocked out Jinder Mahal.
Who walks out as the champion? Okay.
Cody finishes the story. Damian Priest catches it.
Catches it. Well, you just because it could yet happen. My prediction is that
what if Damian Priest catches in on Roman Reigns with The Rock's help?
Overbooked to shit. Yeah. No. Let's be sensible. Let's bring it down to the most realistic thing that's going to happen here. MJF is going to debut. No, okay. Look, would it really, really, really surprise me if Reigns walked out as the champion? I don't even know if I could answer that question. Probably, yeah, it would, but no, it wouldn't at the same time. It's just, I would just really like to see Reigns walk out as the champion again, just for the reaction, just to be like, oh my God, they've done it again. Do you know what I mean? I'd just love to see, no pun intended, the backlash. But I'm going for Cody Rhodes will finish the story. He has to. It's the 2-year build. The Rock's been beating the shit out of him the last few weeks. They're gonna lose the night before him and Seth. And that's another reason why I think that, you know, Seth walks out as the champion as well. So they've both got one up on the bloodline. Cody Rhodes. I'm locking it in before I change my mind. I am with you, Joe. I'm with you to the sense that it could happen, and who knows, it might do. And I almost kind of want to see it just for the reaction.
It's one of those things. I want to be wrong.
I'll go with Rhodes.
I want to be wrong, and I would love Cody Rhodes to win it. But I know what WWE are like, and I know what they're like.
Yeah.
Long-term storytelling, and I know they love, like, whereas with Vince in charge, like, the babyface has always won, and like, you know, he always went away with feeling happy. We know from last WrestleMania, Triple H ain't scared of upsetting the fans. And, you know, last year people were fuming when Cody Rhodes lost to Roman Reigns. But I think this has been, like, one of the best years Cody's ever had. If he loses again, yeah, okay, fans could be fuming again. But they'll just build him up to do something else. They'll be mad for, like, a couple of weeks and then it'll be something else if he does lose. But, you know, if I am wrong, then I'll be happy I'm wrong. Then obviously I want to see him with that title, but I just don't think it's going to be WrestleMania.
Okay, right. Well, there we go. Guys, it's all locked in. There's nothing we can do. It's all locked in.
Right.
Let's get a quiz. We're all far too excited. Let's smash through this quiz and finish off, and then we'll look forward to Mania on the weekend. And, of course, the Hall of Fame. The Rock's grandmother, of course, was announced this week as well, so she's going in. The quiz this week, it's Mania week, so what better than to do a quiz not based on WrestleMania? So I'm doing a...
Fino quiz.
Nope. I'm doing a quiz that I did about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and we haven't done one since, so I've written another one. And it's 10 questions with a bonus in case there's a tiebreaker, and it's real or fake. I'm giving you the name of wrestling names, and you've got to tell me whether these are real professional wrestlers or whether I've just made them up. I'm going to smash through them.
For WrestleMania taglines again.
No. Question one. Bob E. Bland. E as in the letter E. So Bob E. Bland. Is he really a wrestler or have I made him up? Bob E. Bland. Question two, Randy Roy Peterson. Number three, Headhunter Kirsty Caldwell. Number four, Hot Rod Rod Hottie. Is Hot Rod Rod Hottie real or fake? Question five, perhaps my favourite one. Double A, Mark Matters. is double A, Mark Matters, beginning with two M's, real or fake? Number six, Dickie Sexton. Dickie Sexton. Number seven, Carlton All-Time Castleton. Carlton All-Time Castleton. Number eight, Jamie's favourite, quite simply, The Dick. Is it The Dick, real or fake? Number nine, Sugar Dunkerton.
It's like a really bad Netflix show, like, is it cake?
Yeah, I started watching series three. Sugar Dunkerton. And number 10, Pez Watley.
Hey up, Pez.
Pez.
You're
out, Pez. Oh, it's Pez with a P.
P. Right. Pez Watley.
I'm bringing Pez to the ring. We're having wrestling. Pez. We're facing. Pez right. Batters me.
He was in the ring the other day, Les Batters me. Right. Number one, Pez. Then. Bob E. Bland, real or fake? Anybody just throw it out there?
Do you just want to do an answer we usually do, or we just all get to say it?
Just shout it out, real or fake, Bob E. Bland.
True.
Fake.
True.
Fake. Number two, Randy Roy Peterson.
False.
Real.
False.
That is fake. Number three, Headhunter Kirsty Caldwell.
True.
True.
Fake. Number four, Hot Rod, Rod Hottie.
True.
Fake.
False.
Fake. My favourite, double A, Mark Matters.
True.
Real.
Yeah, I've gone for true.
Fake. Number six, Dickie Sexton.
True.
True.
Fake. Number seven, Carlton All-Time Castleton.
True.
Fake.
Fake. If you listen to Carlton All-Time Castleton, it's C-A-T-C, Clash at the Castle. Number eight, Jamie's favourite, The Dick.
True.
Real.
Coming down to the ring, The Dick. It's fake.
Fake, yeah. It can't be right.
There's a bit of a theme here, have you seen, from the first eight.
Yeah.
Number nine, Sugar Dunkerton.
True.
Real.
I've gone for true.
It's true, he's an independent wrestler, finally. The first eight were fake, number nine is true. And number 10, Pez Watley.
You're right, Pez. False.
Fake.
I've gone for true.
He's real, it's Pistol Pez Watley from WCW and the Power.
You're right, Pez.
Right, what have we got?
Six. Smashed five, it.
Two.
Oh, there you go, a point to Jamie. The bonus would have been a WrestleMania themed question. It would have been, how long was Goldberg versus Braun Strowman at WrestleMania 36?
It was 5 minutes, 21 seconds.
Anyone else?
5 minutes and 18 seconds.
3 minutes.
Somebody say 3 minutes.
Joe would have won. It was 2 minutes.
It's 10. Like 2 minutes.
It was over, yeah. 2 minutes. Right.
Dan just Jamie sounded so confident, so I was like, I'll just go kind of close to it.
A point to you, Jamie, which puts us both on three. Joe still to get off the mark and Dan on two. Right, Joe, where can everybody find us on the socials?
You can find us on X, you can find us on Threads, and you can find us on Instagram. We are at Grapplecast Show.
We're on Facebook too.
And Facebook too. And you can also find us wherever you get your podcasts. These are Spotify. We are also Grapplecast Show. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
And rate us. You can rate us too, so you never miss an episode.
Yeah. It was five stars. There was five of them. Right. Enjoy the Hall of Fame. Enjoy SmackDown. Enjoy NXT. Enjoy what else is there? Mania. Enjoy Raw. And any other independent shows that anybody in the Philly area is going NXT. To beforehand?
NXT Stan Liver.
I did say NXT. I did
and
say
Slammys.
As I say, you're missing the Slammy Awards.
Good Lord.
The Slammy Awards are on Mania.
And don't forget that this week's episode of The Bump is live from the world as well.
I can't wait.
There we go. Right, enjoy Mania, everybody. Jamie, sign us off.
I guess without further ado, there's only one thing left to say, and that is
Trouble Chief.
WrestleMania, baby! Woo!
Woo! Woo! Ta-ra, guys!
Ring the bell!